KBMW.
All right, good morning, you. Stick your face out the door if you're having problems waking up. That'll do it. 23 below right now. 34 below wind chill. That's all I'm going to say about the weather. I'm so tired of talking about it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just cold.
It is.
Jana Gagelin in here, our favorite historian.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for braving the cold to come in here. And
I remember one morning it was 36 below.
Yeah.
So 23 is not too bad. My car started and the rest is good.
I was thinking yesterday in the summer, people say, you know, it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
In the winter, it's like, it's not the cold, it's the wind chill.
Yeah.
We've got a complaint and a gripe for every season.
That's why we love it.
That's why we love it. That's why we live here.
Yep. Hey,
we are here to talk about something going to resonate with a lot of people. I know it does with me. We're talking about the Red Owl grocery stores.
We are.
What's up with this?
Well, you know, if you think back about the early grocery stores that were in our community, they were small grocery stores, didn't have a lot of product, you know, a lot of merchandise. And you probably would have to go to a butcher shop to buy meat, or you'd probably have to go to a vendor who had fruits and vegetables. They didn't have all that in their grocery stores.
No meat and produce in there.
Yeah, not much. And so when you went into the grocery store, they were small. They were locally owned. You know, like, you know, Dan Swank had one and Dietz and Murray. And they would have their merchandise behind glass cases. So if you wanted something, you would have a list, and you would bring that list in to a clerk, and the clerk would find all of the things you wanted and bag it up for you. And then if you were the customer, you would say, well, put it on my account. So it was not a cash and carry kind of thing.
Wasn't a big deal, yeah.
No. So at the end of the month, they would probably send out statements or amounts so that people would owe.
The honor system.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then others, if they had a phone, would call in and they would say, here's my grocery list. And they would, you know, take what they needed from the shelf. And then they had delivery. So they would bring it to your home. So there were a lot of perks that were going with these small grocery stores, and it made the prices just a little bit higher. So there were some grain farmers and elevator people in around the Minneapolis area, and they thought, well, we can do a better job here on this. We have the railroad, so let's utilize what we have. So they invested in starting the Red Owl store. They were mostly in the Minneapolis, and then they went out farther to like Crookston and, you know, to the west a bit, and then the south into Iowa. But they were very regional. And then the first Red Owl store, they came into North Dakota, came into Wahpeton, because they thought, you know, they've got a pretty good business going here. They've got good outlet for people coming in from around the county. So they thought this was going to be good. But their way of doing business was different. You came in and you walked the aisles. You picked up what you needed.
Not behind the glass cases.
Right.
Anymore.
And so you picked up what you needed. And so it was a cash and carry. And you could then put your own items in your bag and then go up and pay for it. So there was no credit, you know, which made the prices lower, and there was no delivery service. This was a big leap, you know, because people,
oh, yeah,
they weren't really ready for that kind of thing. And in fact, Sears and Roebuck had a catalog, a mail order catalog that you could order groceries through them.
And Sears had that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so they would deliver it by train, and then the local post office people would grab that and get it to the people. So, you know, if you look up mail order food right now, what are you going to find? Was it the Blue Chef or the Blue Apron? I mean, there were just tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so mail order food is way different now than it was then. So if you could have your food mailed to you or come to you by train, but in this grocery store you had to cash and carry. It was, so like I said, it was very unique. And it didn't take long before the community kind of caught on and some of those services went away, like delivery and the clerk picking things up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was pretty cool. I've got a couple ads here so you can take a look at how much things cost through the Red Owl.
This could be good, yeah.
Yeah, I've got some too. They're not the same as what you have, but and you know, and then a lot of foods then started, you know, in in cans. So then the cans would start to be seen on the grocery store shelves. What do you got?
Coffee for 45 cents. Yep. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots changed.
How about ketchup for 29 cents a bottle?
Lux detergent for 29 cents.
Yes. We got Kellogg's Bran Flakes, and that was 29 cents.
Wow.
Oyster shells, bananas, 25 cents for 2 pounds. Can you get one for 25 cents?
I don't think you can.
No. Grapefruit, 10 cents. So they, you know, they had a variety of foods in their store, and you know it caught on, and it, this was the 41st store that they had started, and after this one, then they went up farther north into the, you know, Fargo, Grand Forks areas before they got farther into the state. So it was very, very good business for them. Did it drive out some of the smaller grocery stores, perhaps? You know, the ones that were owned individually by families.
The
or
mom
whatever.
And pop, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, it made others want to get better.
Step up.
Yep. I think it probably hurt the butcher stores the most because people then didn't come in. And they were close to these stores, but it was still a different business. So
sure.
then stores added that option for them, too.
Well, and you think how groundbreaking that business model was compared
yes.
to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a night and day.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. You're right. So, yeah. I mean, it was a good deal for everybody all the way around. Just took a little while for them to get used to it.
Well, and I think back, because that's the first job I ever had was bagging groceries
yes.
over at Spies in Breckenridge.
Yes.
And not a customer walked through the door that didn't get their stuff taken right out to their car.
Right.
By guys like me.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
and now you bag your own. A lot of places, the self-serve, and then you haul it out to your car on your
yeah.
own.
Yeah, well, you know, you run through the checkout, which is a machine.
Yeah.
You know, not a person. yeah, so there's
and the prices are 3 times, 4 times higher.
Yeah.
How
and,
does that work?
Yeah, and you have superstores.
Right.
You don't have just these little shops that took a small, narrow piece of Dakota Avenue.
That's why I always love looking at history
yeah.
and going
yeah.
back. This is fascinating
it's cool.
stuff.
It's cool.
Did they ever find out where the name Red Owl, I mean, is there such a thing as a Red Owl? Do they even exist in nature or where
Not,
that came from?
I don't know how they got their name. I think it probably had something to do with the farmers, the commodity people who put
okay.
this chain together. You never know.
Right.
Might have been some phrase somebody used and they're like, that'll stick.
Yeah. We'll use that. Janet, right. fascinating stuff. I love it.
It was a good research, a good find.
What's up next week?
Front page news.
Front page news. Can't
so it could
wait.
Be a little potpourri, you know,
right.
a little this and a little that.
Those are sometimes those are the best.
They are. Yep.
Janet Gageland, always great having you in here. Thanks
good
for
to be here.
Thanks for
yep.
stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you.
Wapton History with Janet Gageland. We do this every Thursday here at 810, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
You didn't start your business to do taxes. Good thing we did. Save time and money when you file with Wapton H&R Block. In fact, you could save when you file with us instead of an accountant or CPA. Schedule an appointment today at 701-642-2128 or stop by 211 Dakota Avenue, Wapton.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
Link Region Healthcare is excited to welcome optometrist Dr. Sarah Myron. She began her career at our Elbow Lake Clinic, then spent 15 years providing exceptional care in Wahpeton.